Hello, and welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In this episode, we discuss March 3rd in BTS history and the song Winter Bear by V. There's also a snippet of my Patreon-only podcast. But first, BTS activity from last week. This will cover February 22nd to February 28th. It's only BTS member activity and major official news from the label. Let's go in member order, but we'll save J-Hope until the end. RM updated us with his running stats. Jin traveled to Milan for the Gucci fashion show at Fashion Week. He looked amazing. He went for a sophisticated leather jacket and parted his hair and styled it back so that we got to see his handsome forehead. Jin also posted photos from his trip to Milan on Instagram. We also got another great episode of Run Jin with the return of Jonathan as his special guest. This time, Jonathan's sister Patricia also came along as they tried to do a fairy tale themed escape room. V posted that he's a sergeant now. He was able to be active on Weverse. He also posted a bunch of photos of himself from the past year on Instagram, celebrating 107 days until his return. And by the time you're listening to this, it'll be less than 100 days until RM, Jimin, Taeyong, and Jungkook are all back with us. Now on to J-Hope's activity, because there's been tons. J-Hope has been posting selfies and sharing trailers for his upcoming TV appearances. The first episode of his appearance on I Live Alone aired on the 28th. I believe it will be available with English subtitles on Viki by the weekend, if anyone has access to that service. Hobi also posted a photo of birthday flowers given to him by Pharrell. J-Hope's issue of W Korea was released. You can read the article online and see all the very gorgeous photos they took of him. My favorite is the outfit with the wide-brimmed hat and the rapier. Hobi also posted additional photos from behind the scenes on his Instagram. It was also announced that J-Hope is going to be releasing a song called Sweet Dreams featuring McGill on March 7th. But we're very lucky people because we get a live preview of it at Hobi's concerts, starting with the Seoul concerts. Hobi, of course, spent a lot of the week posting selfies and sharing the promotional posters and announcements for his tour. It kicked off on Friday in Seoul. The first three Seoul concerts are also being live streamed on Weverse. I won't give any spoilers for those who might be waiting for their own concert or they haven't been able to watch the stream yet and are waiting for the replays. But I'm sure it's not a spoiler to say that Hobi absolutely killed it. He's an amazing performer that blows me away every time. I also don't think it's a spoiler to mention that post-military Hobi is looking very fine. After the concert, J-Hope posted a very happy letter on Weverse about how much fun it was and how much he's looking forward to the tour. And for anyone who is going to the concert, there's a lot of singing along, so make sure you study up and bring a throat lozenge for afterwards. I think if I wasn't worried about waking up my neighbors in the middle of the night, I'd already have lost my voice. And that brings us to the end of my news week. Definitely after Hobi's concert, I'm feeling more like we're slowly getting back to normal times, especially with us now less than 100 days until 86% of BTS are back, and Sugar will only be about 10 days more after that. This day in BTS history, March 3rd. March 3rd, 2013. RM is active on Twitter. He uploads the song Freestyle 2 to the BTS blog. It's a rap about music healing him, sharing his emotions with others, repaying them, and healing and bringing comfort through music being his job now. March 3rd, 2014. It's Jungkook's first day of high school. The members all attend his welcome ceremony. A little known or forgotten fact about JK here, JK was originally supposed to enter high school in 2013. But delayed for a year in order to focus on BTS's debut in the first 6 months in the industry. The boys are active on Twitter, posting about the entrance ceremony. RM also recommended the song Schoolboy Q by Gangsta. If you want to watch JK's high school entrance ceremony, there's a Bangtan episode for it. You can find the subtitled version on Bangtan Sub's YouTube channel. It's called Jungkook Went to High School with BTS. Some of the same footage also shows up in the documentary series BTS Monuments Beyond the Star, Episode 1. After the school day is over, BTS film Arirang Simply K-pop. March 3rd, 2015. This was likely the day that BTS filmed the Bangtan Bomb BTS Jenga Championship, thanks to Twitter. BTS was actually gifted a Jenga set from Twitter Korea for using Twitter so much. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this was the first time we saw Jin's sexy Jenga technique. And I'm not being sarcastic. He plays Jenga with a confidence that's unparalleled and impressive. I won't spoil the ending for anyone who wants to look it up, but it's definitely the kind of chaos that I think made their content team start planning Run BTS. Of course, their Twitter that day was very active. It's D2 to RM and Warren G dropping PDD. JK tweets two short videos of him dancing, as well as another video of him doing the choreo round. RM tweets a mirror selfie at the salon. They tweet selfies about their Jenga game, and Suga also tweets pictures of his Mac failing, so it's not all fun and games. March 3rd, 2016. RM tweet recommends the song Working For It by Zhu, Skrillex, and They. JK also recommends the music. March 3rd, 2017. BTS were only 2 days away from leaving for the Wings tour, so they were no doubt very busy preparing. The only thing I know for sure happened on this day was that Bangtan TV posted the Spring Day dance practice. March 3rd, 2018. It's the day after Hobi released Hope World. Hobi tweets a photo of Jimin taking a photo of him at the Daydream music video filming. B also tweets photos of himself and Jungkook on a roof. I don't know exactly what days it happened, but it may have been around this time. In early March, likely before Yoongi's birthday, the members all went on a private 3-day trip together. This was so that they could have some time together to talk and start healing from the rough start to the year. They've only told us a few anecdotes from this trip, but the most famous one was that they had a late-night barbecue in the dark, and it was too dark to see that they hadn't cooked the meat well enough, and they ended up giving themselves mild food poisoning. They talked from 6 p.m. until dawn on that trip. March 3rd, 2019. The only thing I know for certain is that V tweets a short video of Yontan, but they're likely busy getting ready for the Map of the Soul Persona comeback. March 3rd, 2020. BTS perform on M Countdown. RM and Hobi both tweet selfies. Jungkook, Suga, and Jin do a V-Live. This is the infamous introverted V-Live. It's a quiet one for sure, but in fairness to my fellow introverts, BTS is having a hard time suddenly adjusting to not having an audience. That's what they talked about in the V-Live, how awkward performing without an audience is. They joke around a little, encourage everyone to stay healthy. Jin ends the day by posting a selfie from when he went fishing in LA, and he thanks ARMY for the number one. March 3rd, 2021. The second year of the pandemic. It gets a little harder for me to know what they're doing, but this might have been around the time they were filming the ads for Koei. It's also the day that RM's V-Log was released. March 3rd, 2022. The guys all have their Instagrams in 2022, so RM posts pictures of home, art, and friends, captioned with, "When home is happy, all goes well," or "Happiness begins at home." RM recommends the songs Forever and Bright Lights by Robert Glasper. He then deletes the recommendation for Forever, so that one might have been a mistake. Hobi tweets mirror selfies in the practice room for D-7 until their Permission to Dance concert in Seoul. March 3rd, 2023. Suga posts photos from Suchita Episode 6, but the big event on this day was that J-Hope released On the Street with J. Cole. Before it drops, Hobi does a reverse live while walking along the Han River. He talks about the song, how much of a dream come true it was to work with J. Cole, and how kind he was. He said that J. Cole said something memorable to him when they were filming the MV. Hobi had apologized because he didn't know enough English to be able to talk to him much, and J. Cole replied with, "You don't have to apologize for that. Compared to your English, I can't speak Korean." And Hobi was touched that he thought about it like that. Of course, after the release, there is a lot of social media activity by J-Hope, Jimin, Suga, and RM all about On the Street. Jimin also posts about watching Suchita. RM is actually in Europe in this moment, possibly visiting Bilbao. Jinny's Kitchen Episode 2 also airs, just to wind down with watching some good food get prepared in Mexico at the end of the day. March 3rd, 2024. Everyone is enlisted, but it's a lucky day in that we hear from some of them. RM and Jimin are active on Weverse. RM is 73 kilograms now, and is reading Das Gewicht der Rote, and recommends it. Jimin posts that he misses ARMY, and posts his gratitude to ARMY, who are writing them letters. Jimin posts I Love You in multiple languages. RM recommends music on Instagram. Hobi is also active on Weverse, and V shares his Simvest ad with Jackie Chan. And that brings us to this year. It's interesting to think that just 2 years ago is when Hobi's Goodbye For Now song was released, and this year he's just starting his world tour. Time really does fly, but possibly only when we're looking back at it. I do remember feeling some long days in there at the time. Soon we'll have them all back together again, and this enlistment time will start becoming a distant memory. Song discussion, Winter Bear. Winter Bear by V was released on August 9th, 2019. Perhaps not coincidentally, on the 1,000-day anniversary of V coining the phrase, I Purple You. Over the years, BTS has gifted us many songs that don't have homes on any BTS albums. Some of them were released as official singles, others were collabs that appear on other artists' albums instead, and some of the most precious songs were gifted for free on SoundCloud. Winter Bear was originally released on SoundCloud with a music video on YouTube. After the announcement in 2022 that they'd start officially releasing their solo albums and promoting them instead of releasing them for free on SoundCloud, many of their previous SoundCloud releases were also released on streaming. So you can now find Winter Bear on all streaming platforms under V's solo artist profile. Although the song was written and released in 2019, V filmed some of the footage used in Winter Bear during their tour stop in Texas in 2018. He started working on Winter Bear the song in February 2019. When they flew to London in May 2019 to perform at Wembley Stadium, V took the opportunity to film more scenes for the Winter Bear music video. He woke up at 4 a.m. one day to film, so that he could more easily film without bystanders. V played the song for some members during the tour, at least for J-Hope and Jimin. Then, during the filming of Run BTS Episode 85, Summer Outing, when the boys were randomly assigned to give gifts, Jimin had to get a gift for V, so he got him two brown bear figurines in reference to the song. On July 25th, 2019, while they were filming the 2019 summer package in Korea, V chose one of the beautiful locations they were using to use the brown bear figurines in the cover art for the song. You can see this in the Bangtan bomb called Winter Bear Cover Shooting Behind on Bangtan TV or Bangtan Subs if you need translations. Like many early SoundCloud songs, there are no performances of Winter Bear, but you can watch Jimin and JK cover it in a karaoke booth in the BTS Map of the Song video on YouTube, released during Festa 2020, and Jimin has sung along to it on VLives. Also, the Thai singer Jeff Satter has covered it on his YouTube channel, which I only discovered while researching for this episode. Winter Bear was written by V, RM, Adora, and Hisnoise. As a young songwriter, V will often write songs that are only one verse, a pre-chorus and a chorus, and then a fade-out into instrumentation. He's admitted before that he has trouble coming up with the second verses. He's also a big fan of instrumental music, so for me, personally, I kind of like how he often just lets the instrumentation breathe life into the song, rather than filling every moment with words. Winter Bear was V's first full English track, so I don't have to worry about consulting multiple translators on this one. But there is a difference of interpretation, so let's get into that. In an August 10th VLive from 2019, was actually Jimin's VLive. V and J-Hope stop by, and they talk about the song. According to V, the song was inspired by the film About Time, specifically a scene where a man proposes to a girl while she is sleeping. However, the theory that's most popular within ARMY is entirely different. Most ARMY believe that the song is about V's late grandmother, who was a third parent to him, and unexpectedly passed away in September 2016. Many ARMY believe the song to be about longing for her, and imagining her death as an eternal slumber of a hibernating bear. This is the theory that you'll find on Genius if you look up the lyrics. I think that theory is very beautiful, and I definitely believe that someone who is experiencing grief could use this song as a source of comfort. Sticking with what V has said about the song, though, I have to admit that there's absolutely no evidence for this theory besides the fact that it hasn't been outright denied. In the Winter Bear cover Shooting Behind, V once again references that he was overwhelmed with emotions after watching a film in London while on tour the previous year, and decided to write an analogy using bears. Now, the film could have made him think of his late grandmother. The movie About Time is a romantic sci-fi film from 2013 starring Donald Gleason, Rachel McAdams, and Bill Nighy. It's about a man with an ability to time travel, trying to improve his future by changing his past. However, while the film does center around the lead actor trying to improve his love life, the topic soon changes when he discovers his father is dying of cancer. Then the film becomes about how best to enjoy the time that you have with the people when there are some things that even special time travel powers can't change. So I could certainly imagine that a movie about the death of a parent could remind Taeyang of his late grandmother, who raised him for the first 14 years of his life, when his parents were often away working. Also, a few months before Taeyang would have seen this movie, his grandfather had also died in the summer of 2018. I don't know if that was the same grandfather that he lived with while growing up, but certainly, as much as the army theory is unsubstantiated by anything Taeyang has ever said, I don't think that it's completely unfounded either. The song is about longing for someone. The opening of "She Looks Like a Blue Parrot" does indicate that this person is someone who is rarely found. And wherever this person is, they aren't with V, and they are sleeping. And despite V's longing for them, he wants them to sleep happily and have a good night, sleeping like a winter bear. My personal favorite lines are the pre-chorus, which are, "Imagine your face, say hello to me, then all the bad days, they're nothing to me, with you." I just love the sentiment of that this person can be with V only in his imagination, and yet his love for them is still strong enough that just imagining them saying hello to him turns bad days into nothing. Like a lot of V's songs, Winter Bear is like a comforting lullaby. Jimin actually did immediately use it as a lullaby when V first sent it to him. As usual, if you have any thoughts about the song or thoughts about the movie About Time, let me know. A little new segment this week. I started a Patreon-only podcast called The Bang Pod, or The Bang POD, depending on how you want to say it. I have the goal of releasing one episode every month. The format is less formal, and it gives me a chance to workshop some future ideas for this podcast. What follows is a little snippet from episode one.
So one of my ideas for The Bang Pod was that I would be able to talk about things that I'm not really comfortable talking about in a public space. It would be more for topics that I would normally just talk to my friends in person about. Now, mind you, I'm not saying that The Bang Pod is going to be just all controversy or, you know, sensitive topics that actually shouldn't be talked about. So one of the options for like what I could do with The Bang Pod would be to pick a particular historical event, BTS event, and talk about it more in depth. The second idea for a topic for The Bang Pod is talking about 2018, early 2018. So the whole reason I have the history document, well, not the whole reason. So there's two reasons why I started creating that when I became Baby Army. One of the reasons was I got super curious because I became ARMY in 2019 before the year-end awards. So the latest year-end awards I had to watch were the 2018 ones when I started watching other content. And of course, we all know the famous 2018 speech when they all cried and Jin let ARMY know that they had had a really rough year in 2018 at the beginning of it, and they had even talked about disbanding. And I was like, whoa, you know, I think everybody at the time when that happened, I was an army when it happened actually, but I think everybody at the time was like, whoa, we didn't see that coming. Maybe some people did. We'll get into that topic some other time. But so I wanted to know what happened in 2018. So that was why I was like, okay, well, I'll start watching their content from the beginning to 2018, and that will give me an understanding about what happened. So that's what I did. That's one of the main reasons this history document that I have exists, is because I was curious about 2018. So this is all to say that I could do an episode of The Bang Pod about 2018 and what happened, because I do have quite a lengthy section of my history document kind of devoted to me speculating about it. Another topic that I could do on The Bang Pod would be to dive into one of the members and sort of talk about their journey through this whole BTS event in their lives. The other possibility for Bang Pod episodes are to talk about sort of the pet peeves of what people get wrong about BTS or like the rumors people spread around. That one would be harder to do because I'd have to actually have to go out and like find them and write them down. I usually try to forget them when I see somebody like, is spreading around the thing that Hobi was supposed to be a vocalist, but he gave his vocal spot to Tae, or if Tae was supposed to be a rapper, but he gave his rapper spot to Hobi. There's something like that that's like just ridiculous, and you do see it. Like I saw it when I was Baby Army. Unpopular, popular opinions or speculations about BTS or a member of BTS, and they could be my own, they could be other people's, and sort of how substantiated they are by the actual events of BTS, the actual evidence we have in live streams and stuff. That's the other thing about my document is I actually do summarize all the live streams. Oh yeah, and then suggested by Shweta was lesser known interviews. So stuff like their early Japanese interviews is sort of to go through these older documents and see what's changed, what stayed the same, sort of what trajectory they saw for themselves at the time and what's happened. Yeah, so that's sort of how I envision this podcast going. So old interviews I found. This first one is from 2013. It's June 28th was when they were interviewed. It's for sportssoul.com. Suga introduced himself as in charge of nagging and discipline, and that he said that the members call him father, and his specialty is putting his feet up like a typical father. So I thought that was interesting because, of course, now they call him grandpa. He's just aged into that role even more. It also makes me think, though, of just in terms of him and being in charge of nagging and discipline, it makes me think of the interview that he had with Tae on Suchita, where Tae said that him and Suga up until Hawaii, even 2017, Tae felt really awkward around Suga, and Suga supposed it was because he was kind of the up until Jin joined, he was the oldest in the group and kind of more of strict than Jin was. And the thing is that I think a lot of people don't realize is that Jin joined at the same time as Jungkook, so just in the spring of 2011. But he didn't move into the dorm until over a year later. So Tae moved into the dorm in the fall of 2011. So he was in the dorm. So even though like Jin was in practices with them, Tae was in the dorm with Suga as the oldest one from the fall of 2011 until I think it was July 2012 that Jin finally moved into the dorm. So that's really a long time. And we all, of course, we know that Tae was very rambunctious when he joined the group. Like he was young. He was, what was it? He was 15, 16 at the time. Just about to turn 16, I think. So I don't know. I think there was, I would love to have sort of see their dynamic more in those really early years. And JK back in June of 2013 was in charge of being the maknae, not only of the team, but the entire mainstream music industry, confident in being cute, which is kind of hilarious to say in an interview because JK has never, in my opinion, been confident in being cute. He's always not very much enjoyed being cute. He is cute, but I in terms of like doing Aegyo and like sort of acting cute, I don't think that's actually his forte. I think it came to obviously back then, back here, he's 15 years old. He's cute by default. So maybe he was confident in being cute because he couldn't be anything but cute at 15. Suga talked about training. So his quote here that I wrote down was, "I got sick and tired of the endless repetitive practices and routine, so I went and complained to Bang Si-hook PD. I said I would quit, though I was only putting myself into big trouble and found it useless afterwards. During that time, I resented Bang Si-hook PD because I thought he had selected us only to neglect us afterwards. But after debut, I've realized that wasn't the case and that he was only giving us sufficient time to freely work on our music." So I thought that quote was really interesting. I don't know if you guys remember the interview Bang PD did, I think it was around 2017. Oh, I could be wrong. It was right after they won the social award. And Bang PD did this whole talk about sort of their origins and his philosophy in training them and everything like that. Obviously, BTS was then and remains the talk of the town, of course, of how they came to be, how to replicate them. And in that talk, Bang PD told them that he didn't, like, told the audience that he didn't enforce practice time. He didn't have a super structured methodology of that other K-pop bands tend to follow, where they're like, and now it's time to select the song for next week using my random song generator. And the winner is, oh my God. And the winner is Snooze by August D, featuring Woosung and Ryuichi Sakamoto. Yeah, so that's going to be a lot of work for me this coming week. That's good to know. All right. Look forward to that. I will not do that masterpiece of a song justice. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, great. See you next week then. And that brings us to the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to discuss this episode, today's song, or have a say in what song gets selected for discussion in the future, you can find me over at Patreon at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com or find me on Blue Sky under A Brand New Day Pod. Thanks. Have a good rest of your day.